We're seeing developments in the push to prohibit abortion in several states. Indiana's law banning most abortions takes effect today. In Ohio, a judge blocked that state's abortion ban temporarily. The judge ruled the law is too vague and put it on hold for 2 weeks. In West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice is expected to soon sign the abortion ban that state lawmakers passed this week.
West Virginia's new ban outlaws all abortions except in cases when the life of the mother is in danger. There are also narrow exceptions for rape and incest in the first 8 weeks of pregnancy for adults and in the first 14 weeks for children, but only after filing a report with the police. The one clinic in West Virginia that provided abortions has stopped those services now. Katie Quinones is executive director of that clinic, the Women's Health Center of West Virginia, and she joins us now. Katie, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with what's happening right now. You've had to make a lot of calls to dozens of patients canceling their scheduled abortions. How has that been?
In short, it's been absolutely horrible and devastating. We had dozens of patients that were on the schedule over the next couple of weeks, right after the state legislature passed the total ban on abortion. I drove straight to the clinic, and me and three other members of our leadership staff had to make these phone calls to patients. Our chief nurse was on the phone with a 16-year-old who started crying as she was being given the information and said, "I don't understand what's happening. Can I please give the phone to my mom so you can explain this to her?" You know, she also had to make a phone call to a 14-year-old who was actually in school when she was receiving that call and asked if she could give us a call back later in the evening after school so that she could talk to us with her mother present so she could understand what was happening. You know, I personally had people breaking down in tears on the phone saying, "I don't know what I'm going to do. How can this be possible?" It really was gut-wrenching.
Your clinic is in Charleston, West Virginia, but you also serve people in southern Ohio and eastern Kentucky. What kind of advice are you giving about where people in your area will have to go now for abortion services, how far they will have to travel?
People here in West Virginia, they're having to travel to Pennsylvania, to Maryland, to Virginia, to North Carolina, and sometimes further. They're likely going to have to spend a lot of money in fuel, possibly lodging, and childcare, because we know that the majority of people seeking abortion are already parents themselves.
You've recently been trying to expand your clinic. In fact, the Women's Health Center wanted to buy a parking lot right next door. I want you to tell us what happened.
Yes. So there was a vacant lot. It was being rented by the Kanawha Putnam County West Virginians for Life chapter during 40 Days for Life last year, which is a 40-day long harassment campaign against our clinic and patients. The owner of the property had been trying to sell it for quite some time, and so we determined it would just make sense for us to try to purchase it and perhaps use the property to expand our pregnancy and parenting support services. We offered the asking price to the owner, and he turned down our offer and instead said that he was going to give the West Virginians for Life chapter until the end of 2021. To raise enough money to offer him the asking price. So even though we had money in hand to offer him so that we could expand our services to benefit pregnant people and infants in our community, that was turned down. So now we're surrounded on both sides by both a fake clinic to our left and then a vacant parking lot where these anti-abortion harassers stand and yell at our patients.
Your clinic provides other reproductive services to low-income families. Tell us what other services would be lost if your clinic closes.
You know, we've provided abortion care for nearly 50 years, and while we've been forced to pause this care, we are determined to continue providing the many other essential services that we offer. If we weren't in our community, that means that people could possibly go without annual exams, birth control, breast and cervical cancer screenings, family planning services, and so much more. You know, we predominantly serve people who don't have insurance, people who are earning low wages and wouldn't have the resources to get this essential preventive care anywhere else.
Your parent support programs supply diapers and baby formula and clothes and other things as well.
Yes.
Are there legal steps that you're planning going forward? Might you try to take a case to the state Supreme Court in an effort to overturn this ban in West Virginia?
There's so much that we don't know. We work with the ACLU, and they are still doing the legal analysis of this horrible total ban on abortion. So I don't have an answer for that right now. But what we can say right now is that we have no intention of closing our doors, because we're never going to stop fighting for West Virginians' right to access comprehensive reproductive health care. And we remain more committed than ever to providing the care that our community needs.
Katie Quinones is Executive Director of the Women's Health Center of West Virginia. Katie, thank you for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.